You are listening to Steve Doran in this, the first hour of URN's 40-hour on-air challenge to raise money and awareness for children in need. That's right, if you've missed the hype and the build-up, you are listening to me all the way through to noon on Sunday. We want your texts, we want your emails, we want your calls, because we want your support. You can get in touch with us, 07762 212 434 if you want to send us a text. Or you can get online and send us a free web text from urn1350.net, or send us an email to studio@urn1350.net. There are so many ways that you can get in contact with us. You've got no excuse not to. Let me know that there's a reason I'm doing this. This is Sugar Bays with Push.
First of all, he said that it was very British to support the underdog. And I'd like to contradict that, because I believe it's the role of Britain to destroy the underdog repeatedly and crush them and dominate them and destroy them with our huge fleets and our imperialist nature.
I would like to point out now that any opinion expressed by callers to the Graveyard Show reflect only the personal opinion of that caller and not of URN as a station or the show as a whole. I have to say, I quite like the novelty of the country theme, not something I've seen tried before on Eurovision, and I especially liked the way they extended it to the guy giving out the results. I don't know if anybody got that far. Quite a few people I know probably passed out with intoxication by then, but the guy who read out the German results was also dressed up like a cowboy and indeed mounting an actual horse. I thought that was a very nice touch.
I'm so glad I missed that.
Did you miss the guy on the horse?
I missed the guy on the horse. I got up to Fern Cotton and decided that I couldn't cope with any more political voting.
To be fair, I don't think you'll be seeing him again. I think tonight probably ended any career he hoped to have in media, but that's just a personal speculation. That was Love Machine by Girls Aloud, and before that, that was the infamous Dr. Handjob song. A very interesting point that all of the text coming in from the website, urn1350.net, made claims such as, please stop playing this, you're affecting my psychological health. Funnily enough, more of those appear to have referred to Girls Aloud than to the Dr. Handjob song. Do you know the rules of the infamous 6 degrees of separation game?
No. Are you going to enlighten me?
The 6 degrees of separation game goes like this. We discovered that there are only ever 6 degrees of separation between any two artists. What we're going to do is we're going to play the first track, which is Jimmy Eat World, and then we're going to have the pulse with the latest campus, Nottingham and student news, which is reason to be excited in itself.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, we're going to come back and we're going to tell you who it is that Jimmy Eat World got up close and personal with. I'll be honest with you, I'm tired and I'm a little bit uncomfortable. But at the same time, I know that there are children in this country who are genuinely suffering. People who aren't just going to go to bed at the end of today knowing that things will be okay when they wake up. There are people whose lives are at risk. And the thing is, I also know that we can actually do something about that. That by sitting in this studio and having these panel discussions and playing these records, in some way we can actually do something important. But only if people actually act on these facts. Go to the website and click the link. Please, I'm asking people as a personal favour, pledge some money to some really important causes, because it really does make a difference.
I'd like to, you know, hear why Facebook is worse than the Argentinian economy collapsing.
Firstly, right, because the Argentinian economy collapsing had a point. There was reasoning behind that. You could study that and you could say, oh, this is why this happened. These are the outgoing effects. When students later in life come to look at what Facebook meant, and they will, because it's overtaking life as we know it, they were going to ask the same question. They're going to say, why? Why did this exist? And no one will know. That was Hungry Eyes here on URN Student Radio for Nottingham, which you doubtless recognise from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. And for anybody local to URN here in Nottingham, it's actually playing at the Savoy Cinema on the 6th of June. So if anybody fancies going with me and being a big girly girl, you are more than welcome.